And welcome back inside the cave on this Tuesday morning. Pat Hayes, Jeff Bowman with you. And as promised, on the other end of our line this morning is Lindsay Rogers, the Alumni Association Director at Hudson Community Schools. And we're going to be talking about a big celebration coming up this Friday. It's the 50th anniversary of the Hudson High School football streak of 72 wins in a row. Lindsay, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Oh, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, you're going to be having a great celebration in Hudson, celebrating the 72 wins by the Hudson football team and Coach Tom Saylor. Fill us in on what's going to be happening.
Sure. So we're looking at having probably with their guests close to 200 people for the event. And it's going to be at the Hudson American Legion and run from 4:30 to 6:30. We're just going to have, we thought about maybe doing like an itinerary and having a schedule, but we just really want to get, you know, everyone together to be able to just visit, especially with the passing of Tom Saylor a few weeks back. We just want to give them that time together. And then we are going to bus them to Thompson's Field and have a great ceremony at halftime just to celebrate, you know, the streak, you know, the 72 wins and all of that. So we're really looking forward to it. We've had a lot of the businesses come together to support it and donate food, donate money to make this happen, you know, for one last time.
Well, Lindsay, when we talked last week, we talked a little bit about people coming in from all over. Can you mention, you know, how far some of these folks are coming back to Hudson?
Yeah, so we have some coming from the Carolinas, Vegas, Montana. You know, we have a lot that still live in the area as well. So, you know, they're buying the tickets and want to come home. So that, it's exciting. It's great to be part of it. You know, I'm just hoping that, you know, they have a great time while they're here and they get to see a Hudson Tiger win. So it's supposed to be a beautiful night where it's supposed to be, you know, around 70. So I'm just really looking forward to having them all home and meet a lot of them because, you know, I've been in contact over the phone. We just really wanted to make this personable. So Bill Mullally and I really took time on contacting each street player, including cheerleaders, a lot of the band members, you know, because, you know, it was a football thing, but it took a community and everybody else to make that happen. So, yeah, it should be a good night.
Well, and that was back in the day. I mean, if you weren't playing on the football team, basically you were in the band. And, you know, I mean, it was such a community event. There were so many students that were represented there. It was a really neat thing. And it is cool to be able to bring so many of these people back. And, you know, as you said, it's tough that, you know, Tom Saylor, you know, passed away recently. So I know it's just going to be probably just so many different stories, you know, about the streak and about what Tom meant to so many players as well.
For sure. Yeah, and that is something that sticks with me. You know, when we started posting stuff on the alumni page, there were a lot of comments of people that weren't part of the band, that, you know, they weren't cheerleaders or on the football team, but Tom always made everybody in the community feel like they were part of it, that it took everyone, that it was a huge unit that, you know, made this happen. And I think that's what's so special about it. You know, it wasn't just a football thing. It was an entire community. And this town was shut down. I mean, the stories that I've heard, you know, I'm really hoping that we can give them a space to celebrate, you know, Tom's life, to celebrate what they did, because it's just such a special moment.
Well, I know I knew Tom during that era, and there are a lot of stories. And I don't know how close you were with Tom, but do you know or can you relay any stories that may come up in your mind?
You know, I did know Tom. I know him. I knew him, you know, in his later days. Actually, the house that Dan and I purchased, this was the first place that I ever met Tom. You know, we came over for a celebration after a game, and he was here. Just a great all-around guy. You know, he just took the time, you know, he shook your hand firmly. He looked you in the eyes. He made you feel like you were the most important person, you know, when you were talking to him. So I get a little bit of a feeling of what everyone back in that era felt. You know, I wasn't even born yet. So, you know, I can't, but you know, the videos, the films, the tradition, the books that have been written, you know, all of that stuff, you know, you can get kind of the feel of what it was like. He was just a remarkable man. And one of the other things that really stick with me, you know, with him is, you know, there's a part in one of the videos where, you know, his son talks about he wasn't building, you know, men to go off, you know, to be fathers, to get an education. He was building them to go to war. And that, I think that was the difference, you know, in what he chose to do with his coaching career. You know, he knew what he had to set these men up for, and he was very successful at it. So, you know, our hearts go out to the Saylor family. They have been wonderful to the Hudson program. He will be greatly missed. And I just hope we can do them justice with us this weekend.
Yeah, it was a different time, that's for sure. But, you know, I know, again, you weren't around for part of the streak, but, you know, Danny being, you know, the head coach now and carrying on that legacy and you know, what he's meant through him and through, you know, Coach Luma passing those stories along as well. And, you know, with your brother also being a standout at Hudson, I mean, football is a big part of what your family is in Hudson.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we definitely love it. I mean, I think the biggest thing, you know, and Jeff, I know you and I have talked about this in the past. You know, when Dan decided to take this position, you know, we were all in, all of us, you know, and we were going to make sure that everything that Tom Saylor, you know, had built and it went on to Beckler and then went to Coach Luma was the tradition, was the discipline, was all of that stuff and making it a family unit like they always did. So, you know, it's been great to be part of it. You know, my house alone is super excited for this event this weekend just because, you know, it's always been a special thing to us. So I really hope it goes as planned and we have no hiccups. But I know sometimes that just happens and just really looking forward to, I feel very blessed to be able to be part of it.
Well, is your dad stretching his legs too so he can run down the sideline with the flag?
Yeah. Yes, we've got Gatorades and Motrin lined up for him. Hopefully he'll be okay.
A question here, Lindsay, are any of the Saylor family going to be at the ceremony?
So we're hoping to see Shane and Todd, his sons, there. You know, obviously they have a lot going on with planning things, you know, for their dad's service. That's going to be coming up. So we hope that we can get them to stop in. You know, right now they've said yes, so I'm hoping that they can be there. You know, because I think, with Tom's passing, it kind of took a little bit of a shift, which, you know, was okay, and I think it's going to even mean more to people now. So I really hope that they, you know, they're able to stop in for a little bit.
Well, the interesting thing, too, I mean, you know, back to Coach Saylor with that is, you know, I mean, he left Hudson in 76 and went down to Angola, but then he walked away from all of that to build a donut empire and what that meant to so many people. And Tom's Donuts is still there in Angola going strong.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, he left here and went on and did that, and then he, you know, obviously coached at the college level. You know, so he did a lot of wonderful things, you know, with the years of his life. So I know we had a little piece of him, but there are a lot of people, you know, that also got that as well. So, you know, I just really hope that everyone can have a great time this week and we can remember him and, you know, that it's a good night.
But this thing started again. They had, and the other amazing stat, I'm looking at some stuff too, that, you know, they lost that first week in 68, then beat Clinton 33-0, and that was one of the 35 shutouts that he had out of his 95 wins in Hudson. So that's just amazing to think of that stat.
Yep, he was. It's just the whole. I mean, all of it. I mean, even if I think back, you know, to things that people have said, you know, it was a different time. If you lived during that, you know, it was. I think it might have been Dan's Aunt Cheryl. She was actually one of the cheerleading coaches during the streak. You know, these kids would get on the bus and they'd be sitting next to someone that was on the front page of the Sports Illustrated. You know what I mean? I mean, it just was an amazing time. You know, these guys were being. you know, they the president talked about them. They went, you know, I mean, it was just a phenomenal time, and they should be so proud of what they did and what Tom accomplished and what they, the legacy they left, you know, what our teams get to look at now. You know, the, Deanne's been watching a lot of the Streak film with our football team and, you know, really, you know, because, I mean, they obviously weren't around. Their parents weren't around, you know, during this time, and he really wants to make sure that they understand, fully understand the impact that that time has done for what they are able to do now. Does that make sense? You know,
yeah.
I mean, it just...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's,
yeah.
Danny said he found a lot of film that was able to convert over to digital to show the kids and explain to them and let them know how much, you know, that meant to everybody. And again, you know, we talk a little bit about, you know, Coach Luma, who, you know, Danny coached under and took over for, but, you know, Chris was such a integral part too of that streak, him and his brothers. And so it is really neat that there's so much, you know, as you said, there's a lot of people coming from all over, but there are still so many people though that are local that were, you know, part of it, that played for them and knows what's going on and can recall everything and to be able to be a part of it once again. I think there's going to be a lot of tears shed on Friday night, that's for sure.
I think so, yeah. And with the, I mean, there were, you know, with the Luma brothers, that we'll have three of them at the event that were on that team with Tom, and they stayed very close with Tom over the years. And then you have Mark Luma's wife that was a cheerleader during the streak, you know, and they continued that friendship, you know, and everything with Tom Saylor right up till his passing, you know. So they... all of that's instilled in those Luma brothers. You know what I mean? They know, and that's where Danny learned his, you know, everything that he carries on, you know, from the traditions and all of that that they were, you know, that they were taught from Tom Saylor. So it's a fun circle to be a part of. It's fun to see, you know, how things have progressed, you know, even, you know, with some of the changes that Dan is, you know, done his way and Chris had done his, but bottom line, they have all kept the grounded part of it, which was, you know, the tradition and what Tom Saylor always preached about. So, you know, it's just great to be part of. So,
well, and I know that, you know, Pat wasn't at the game last Friday, but the great Hudson Clinton game last week that we did, and looking at the newer uniforms this year, they're basically throwbacks to those streak uniforms. So that's kind of neat, too, changes on the helmets and some of the jerseys to kind of bring back the tradition as well.
For sure, yeah. That was a really exciting thing that they did this year, you know, to replicate those. And, you know, especially with the helmet, they used the Leaping Tiger on it, which, you know, turned out really great. I think that was a little hard for them to figure out and find, and you want to make sure, you know, when you want to have respect for all of that, right? If you're going to do it, it's got to be done right. You know, so it took a lot of time and you know, but they got it figured out, and I think you'll see a couple more things from the streak this weekend, you know, that they are really trying to bring back, you know, to honor the coaches and team and everything. So yeah, it's going to be fun, you know, get my ducks in a row, and hopefully Friday everything will run smoothly. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's any street players listening or, you know, family members, but, you know, the plan is 4:30 to 6:30 at the Legion, halftime ceremony. We will bus them back and forth, and then Skip's Pub will be open, and we're going to have pizza for everyone. So hopefully stop down and see, you know, a cheerleader, a band member, a football player from the streak after the game as well at Skip's.
And then next week you can breathe again.
And then next week I can breathe and probably stream Berrien Springs. Not sure if I'm going to make that haul. I might just...
Well, you play you play Hillsdale this week, and back in the day that was a big rivalry game.
Yes, it was. Yes. Yep.
Well, it's going to be an exciting time again on Friday night, Lindsay, for the whole community to be able to bring back and celebrate the streak and so many people that were a part of it, and a lot of people that just remember it. Like I was saying last week, you know, Pat and I were talking this morning. I remember, you know, being at home listening to that state championship game on the radio when I was a kid. So there's just a lot of history there, and to be a part of it I know, again, you and Bill have worked very hard to to make this a nice event, and again, to be able to honor so many people that were a part of it.
Yeah, I think that's the exciting part, you know, to be able to do this for them. And Bill, I mean, Bill does a phenomenal job. You know, he knows so many people, and we've been able to, you know, work together to get that done. And I just, a big thank you to the businesses in town as well, because they have just, they've come out of the woodwork to make this happen, and you know, just whatever they could do, you know, to support it. So I really, really appreciate that. So,
well, Lindsay, we certainly appreciate you being with us here this morning, taking time, and all the best this Friday night, your big celebration, the celebration of the Hudson football 72-game win streak, and I'm sure it's going to be a great success.
Oh, thanks, guys, and I appreciate your time.
You all betcha.
Thanks. Have fun, Lindsay.
Okay. Thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah, bye-bye now. Lindsay Rogers, our guest here on Inside the Cave. Should be a great celebration down there. And remembering Tom Saylor as the coach that was there for 72 straight wins.